Hey guys, Coach Christy here again today. Welcome to my podcast. Thank you very much for coming and being interested in what I might have to say about horsemanship and how that affects our humanity. Today, I wanted to chat with you a little bit about the idea of what exactly is horseplay. I recently had someone that I help with their horsemanship say to me that horseman, a really well-respected, very talented person, tell her that she should not allow shenanigans. And I think it's important for us to recognize that shenanigans, I feel, are important. I like shenanigans. I personally encourage and indulge most shenanigans. But on the flip side of that, that doesn't mean there aren't boundaries or some rules around shenanigans. Just like any kind of play, the people who are participating in the play have to agree on the boundaries, right? The rules of the game. And so particularly when I'm playing with my horses on the ground, and especially in the warm-up phase of our interaction, I will be fairly lenient on, shenanigans, meaning that I start with a really wide expectation, really broad, ideas about what we might get up to, with lots of room for my horse to tell me what she's thinking. And then little by little, as she feels a sense of being seen and heard, and that I understand her, right, that we're getting into tune with each other, meaning there's some attunement. As she feels the attunement start happening, then she'll be more open to my ideas. But if she has ideas at the beginning of our session, and all I do is tell her, quit it, stop it, don't, my more dominant or fight-prone mares will just then increase the intensity of the argument that they would like to have with me. Not only that, but the lack of attunement will potentially develop one of two things: a viciously defensive horse, or a horse who develops learned helplessness, right? Learned helplessness is a form of sort of hyper obedience that happens when a horse realizes that their opinion doesn't matter, that they're not allowed a say, that they have no sense of agency in this conversation whatsoever. And so when that happens, you will often get a good little soldier. And a lot of people like that. They like to be able to just chuck a saddle on and, go get to a job or, doing their thing. And that's all well and good for them. And I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. It's not what I would choose for me and my horses. And, my horses, with the experiences that they've had, the type of training that I do with them, they would not be suitable for every horse lover out there. And I'm good with that. So for me personally, I feel like shenanigans are important. And the reason they're important is because I want my horse to feel seen and heard, that her opinion matters to me. And what her opinion is going to have influence on what we do in that particular session. I try very hard to avoid the words quit it, stop it, don't in my interactions with my horses. What I will say instead is, I hear you, let me help you. I hear you, let me help you, okay? So shenanigans are an important part of the process. I like it when my horses are playful, but the rule of that game is any kind of horseplay, because horseplay is rough, right? It can be dangerous to humans. We're way more fragile than they are. So any kind of, kicking or jumping around must be done at a safe distance from me. So if there is a spot where shenanigans are getting too close to me, then I might have a moment there where I shut it down. Or at the very least, just direct my horse to express herself farther away from me. There's nothing more frustrating to me than members of our society who feel entitled to wreak whatever havoc they want. And the example that I use a lot to make my point here are, excuse me, I don't mean to be disrespectful to anyone or you know, criticize anyone in any way, but there are guidelines for, you know, productive and helpful behavior in social settings. And so one of the things that I find extremely frustrating are feral children. You know, those children who have never had an experience that teaches them that there is an appropriate time and place for running and screaming and jumping around and wrestling each other and, you know, all of that kid play. I'm not saying that stuff should never happen. I think it's important that it does happen, that there's freedom for kids to, you know, scrape their knees and get bruises and have disagreements and, you know, figure it out and all of that stuff. It's an important part of growing up. It just shouldn't happen in the grocery store or at church or in a movie theater, things like that, at a restaurant. So I find that my experience has been through my horsemanship journey, as well as trying to understand my own brain so that I can help you understand yours as well, is that there's something about human wiring that wants us, that we cling to paradigms, right? Forced dichotomies is what I meant, not paradigms. Like, we're stimulated and cling to black and white, good and bad, you know, right and wrong. And I find that there are very few strategies in my horsemanship journey that cleanly fit in one or the other of those categories. It's comforting to have those kinds of rules, because then it helps you to develop a plan, but then your plan becomes rigid. And in the planning, then that rigidity will cause mental and emotional damage, in my opinion, to your horses. So I want my horses to know that their opinion matters to me, that there will be time for shenanigans. I will offer you time for shenanigans. I just would hope that you don't take that time from me, and that there are boundaries around shenanigans, right? That you have to always acknowledge and honor that I am a more fragile being than you are. So please do your shenanigans over there. And if I can participate in those shenanigans, for example, I have a beautiful, spectacular, important horse in my life. Her name is Maxie, and she's a registered black and white APH mare, paint mare, and she's been in my life for 20 years. I love that animal more than I've ever loved a family member, I can tell you that. And one of the most important lessons I've learned from Maxie over the years has been that the more I try to shut her down, the harder she will try to be heard. And the quicker I can say, I hear you, and I'm with you on this, you know, train of thought, like, let's do it together, the quicker she'll come around to my idea. So I've heard a lot in a lot of different ways from lots of very, you know, seemingly mystical horsemen out there that, you know, first you go with your horse, and then eventually if you do that well enough, they'll go with you. And what's happening in those moments where you go with their idea first is attunement. The quickest way to any being feeling seen and heard is when the other being in the conversation models their behavior. If you want to build rapport with somebody quickly in a conversation, mimic their posture and their speech patterns, the rhythm at which they're speaking, right? Stand the way they stand, move when they move. It's a subconscious mechanism that builds rapport. It probably is linked to mirror neurons, but I couldn't say that for sure. At any rate, so when Maxie has her playful moments where she's, you know, wanting to do some shenanigans, instead of shutting it down, I laugh, right? And even occasionally, if no one's looking, right, I will jump around with her. She likes to jump and twist and rear and buck and kick out. And those are all beautiful horse behaviors. Now, I don't want to ride a horse that's doing that. And so I don't have that be the only thing we do, right? I do it long enough that she goes, okay, great. I feel in tune with you. Now, what do you want me to do? And then I bring it back around to my idea and make sure that there's some quality yielding, we have good impulsion, you know, that she allows me to shape her body and things like that. But I have to earn those things from her. She has a lot of self-preservation around her dignity, and I would never want to either on purpose or inadvertently train her to feel helpless in our interactions. My goal for every horsemanship interaction I have, and hopefully as many people interactions as possible, but it's harder with people, the ego is tricky, but with horses, I want them to enjoy the conversation, right? Pressure is important. Setting boundaries is important. Yielding is important. I love quality yields. But what if all I do is focus on pressure and release? What I do then is I teach my horse to hunt the stop. In their mind, if they could think in words, right, they'd think to themselves, what do I got to do to shut you up? What do I got to do to get you to leave me alone? What do I have to do for this to be over? The motivator is for the conversation to be over. That's what reinforces the communication. I don't want that. I want my horse to enjoy what we're doing. So harmony is the goal. Mirror neurons fire like crazy and light up our nervous system in a pleasurable way when we feel attunement and we get into harmony with other beings, because we're social species, right? So when we experience harmony together, that causes my horse to crave interactions with me. I want her to enjoy the doing of the thing, not just yielding to my whims or, you know, being subject to my will. So there you go, guys. That's my perspective on shenanigans and boundaries, okay? And with all of that, what I want you to know is I don't believe I'm right. I think I have a hypothesis, a theory that seems to be working for me and my horses. And if it resonates with you, I hope that it brings you some joy in your horse interactions. More than anything, I appreciate you giving me these last few minutes of your time. There's nothing that you have that's more valuable than your attention, and I do not take that lightly. Thank you so much for listening to me today. If you enjoyed this podcast, I sure would consider it a close and personal favor if you would like it, comment on it, share it far and wide. I really would love to grow my audience here and continue to help horse lovers love their horse time and horses love their horse lover time. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day. I'm Coach Christy. I'll talk to you again real soon.